You're listening to Free It On Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on again with my good friend George Morales. George is full of positive energy. He's putting it out there like a freaking machine gun. And we're going to talk about George's background, and then we're going to talk about his advice to you if you're trying to lease a commercial property for your home, for your business. George has got some great tips. George, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be back.
Now, tell us, George, you're a CCIM, right? You got the PhD in real estate.
I did. In 2000, I head out to San Francisco to take my final exam, and I sympathize with all of you who have to take that exam. It's a grueling 6 to 8 hour exam, so study hard, put that presentation together, and pass that exam.
Now, let's go right to it. People are out there. They've got questions. It's that time of year where people are considering what they're going to do next year. Some people are on a one-year lease. Some people are on a 3 to 5 year lease. But it doesn't matter. You should always be evaluating your space, your options in the market, and what you can do. George, what are some of the things that people just make mistakes on? Give me some advice here. What's going on?
All right. Well, let me talk in a more basic, generic way, Jim.
Perfect.
First, I want to say that following the biblical example here as a Christian, it's better to give than is more blessed to give than to receive. So commercial real estate is a highly guarded and secretive industry. I mean, people hire us for our know-how, our knowledge base, and so for good reason, brokers don't give a lot of information out. Well, that unfortunately has led in our community for business owners make poor decisions regarding their lease. So number one, I wrote this book to empower business owners to understand the ins and outs of commercial real estate. No one should sign a lease if they don't understand what they're signing. So from a higher level, business owners need to know 10 common questions. That's part one of the book. And I wanted to do this in a palatable, digestible way. So I came up with a business owner and his lease that is expiring. He's responsible for full floor lease, hundreds of thousands of dollars in rent. And yet he has never negotiated a lease. He's never read his lease. He doesn't have a license. He doesn't have a degree in real estate. What is he going to do? And I bring alongside of him a commercial real estate broker who guides him through this course. So as you read this business story, you answer 10 common questions of commercial real estate. And these are questions from, look, as simple as, what's the difference between Class A and Class B? Do I pay rent on usable versus rentable? What's an RFP? What's an option to renew? How does that benefit me? What's a ROFO? Is that dog speak? So we go through and answer commercial real estate lingo and language. In part two, we dive into, I just roll up my sleeve and I give you a fire hydrant drink of 7 pitfalls to avoid when signing a lease. We get really practical there. These pitfalls could include never signing a personal guarantee. Jim, you know how many business owners just willfully sign the lease? They just go into this process and they sign every page of the document, and the leasing agent or property owner says, it just pay your rent and everything's fine, sign all the documents. And lo and behold, they signed a personal guarantee. Second,
George. Let's slow down. No, you had a lot of good coffee there, bro. You were terrific. You were terrific in the green room.
I was at Palacio de Hugos just before I got here.
That's okay. I love that place, actually. So we're going through the 10 common questions that the commercial real estate agent should know.
Yes.
What's the biggest, you know, we're not going to get to all 10.
No.
They got to read your book for that. What's the biggest question that people don't ask? Most important.
They don't negotiate or ask for, can you mitigate the relocation clause? You realize that during your term, your landlord can relocate you. Now, let me bring this home. If you're an accounting firm, how would you feel being in the middle of tax season and you get a notice from your landlord that you're going to hereby be relocated in 30 days and you have no choice about this? So that's one, the personal guarantee, learning that there's other ways to mitigate and securitize the lease without actually personally putting yourself and your business in harm.
So when I negotiate a deal, I ask people to envision the old equalizer that you had in your car.
Yep.
You can move something up and something down. So if I'm the landlord, I've got a number in mind. So if you're going to ask me to pay your moving expenses, I'll say yes, your rent is now 50 cents a foot more. So it's something that's got to balance out. What you really have to do is you have to learn how to negotiate. You have to know that the business owner can say, no, I don't want to pay that. I'm going to do this, that, or the other. And in order to know where people are flexible and can be negotiated, what's important, George?
You need a tenant advisor on your side fighting for you. Now, listen, property owners.
Now, George, if somebody wanted to work with you to have you be their guardian, How would they find you?
Well, you can find me at blueboxre.com. Send me an email at info@blueboxre.com. Call me at 305-562-2354.
We have Jets fans that listen. You got to go a little slower for them.
yes, and hopefully some Notre Dame fans listening that will be a little slower on Saturday. But you can reach us also at info@don'tsignthelease.com. I encourage you to visit. We've tried to create resources for business owners. There's help out there. You know, property owners engage numerous professionals who represent their real estate needs.
Uh-huh.
And number one, these professionals are property managers, leasing agents, engineers, maintenance staff, asset managers, and so forth. And business owners need to know, when you show up to see space, you're going up against an army of professionals whose intent is to negotiate a good deal for the landlord. You don't have to go alone.
Who've done it before. They know what to talk about and what to ask versus the business owner who's doing it just for the one time.
One time. Your law firm, CPA firm, a healthcare group, you show up, and you think you're getting a good deal because you negotiated a dollar off the rate when there were things you could have asked for and things that maybe you agreed to, you didn't realize the implications of these in the long term.
Well, a lot of people do a residential transaction. They wouldn't do it without a lawyer. They wouldn't do it without title. They wouldn't do it without a realtor for sure. So to me, it's absolutely nonsensical to walk into a complex once in a lifetime, twice in a lifetime, three times in a lifetime transaction that's going to drive your business image and cost structure without having the assistance of a professional. Now, I want you to tell me what an OBO is and what a TBO is.
So I define in the book, OBOs are overwhelmed business owner.
That's everybody.
That's Mike Johnson as we find him in our business tale. He's overwhelmed. What is he going to do?
This is the guy in your book.
That's my character in the book. And by the time he gets to the end of part one, he signs not only a lease, but a vehicle for prosperity for his business. He becomes a triumphant business owner.
Wait a minute. That's the most important thing you've said. A vehicle for prosperity. So tell me what you mean.
Okay, so a bad lease can have the same effect as a bad quarterback and an all-star laden football team. You're going nowhere. A good lease is like having a rock star as a quarterback. He can carry the team and lead to success. You want a rock star quarterback lease.
Okay, we're gonna let people chew on that a little. George is going to come back. He's going to give his secret sauce after this break. So stay with us. If you're considering moving your business or you just like to hear somebody who's had a lot of coffee, stick with us. We're going to have a great time. George almost spit his water up on me. I'm going to make him do that, I promise, before the end of the segment. We're going to have a great time. We're going to have some great information that you'll be able to use right away to save money. So guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to tell Wanda, rock the house, girlfriend.